Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We're bringing the great Gary St. Jean right into this conversation now. Saint, good morning and welcome to the program. It's the MVP discussion, as I'm sure you've already figured out. Russell Westbrook, the one thing we keep leaning on is the triple-double. So many triple-doubles, he's got to be the MVP, but there have been over 110 triple-doubles in the NBA this year. 5 years ago, there were only 18. Does this stat mean that much still, or has it become watered down?
Well, the game's changed significantly, fellas. And, you know, in the old days, we just didn't see this very much. Now, to his credit, he's a great athlete. I love the way he competes. I agree a lot with Lowe said. And Sean Elliott, who I have a lot of respect for, who's the color commentator for the Spurs, was talking to Pop last week, and they were talking about, well, let's define MVP. And there's no written definition of what the league would like the voters to consider. So his thing is they ought to just call it the offensive MVP because isn't it about winning? Isn't it about taking your team to the highest level? And so there's a big debate going on, and Harden has said it himself this weekend. So, you know, and I'm old school. I look at a guy like Kawhi Leonard, and I think what he's doing is magnificent, and I really believe this. I think if Kevin Durant did not get hurt, it would have been an injustice for him not to be considered to be MVP because his team is going to win 65, 66 games. He's had a fantastic year. And two guys that I think don't even get talked about are LeBron James and Steph Curry. Now, Steph's had a few ups and downs, and LeBron obviously has, but sometimes I think their talent level and their value to their team just gets taken for granted.
Saint, I'm totally with you on that. I normally will default to best player on the best team gets the MVP, but this year is certainly different. And when you look at what Russell Westbrook has done, even though they're going to be a sixth seed and they probably won't advance that deep in the Western Conference, his eye-popping numbers, to me, make such a loud case that you absolutely have to give him the award, despite the fact that James Harden's team had more wins, LeBron's did, the Spurs did, etc.
Well, you know what? And again, Dibs, that's your opinion, your educated opinion on the matter, and I respect it. It's just not how I would vote, and I'm old school. I just think winning has to play into this a lot, and I don't know. I guess I'm getting older. No. It's more important to me about the Warriors team and where it's going versus the individual awards. They're nice, and they're nice to hang on your mantle and all that kind of thing. But to me, when you're playing in the pros, it's about winning.
Absolutely. Saint, and you're not getting old, and it does matter because your opinion is very, very – it's invaluable. The things that you've seen and experienced, it would behoove us to lean on you. But that's why we get you on the show, Saint. So when you're thinking about just this Dubs team and what KD brings to it, could you see this guy? Are you going to see him more of these next two games? What are you looking for, and what would you like to see from KD's next two games, and what kind of minutes, and what is this team just going to do heading into the playoffs?
Well, fellas, first thing, weren't you guys really pleased at the stamina that he exhibited and what he was able to do?
Sure.
He went right to the rack, Saint. Right to the rack.
I mean, the first move, he goes baseline on the right side and reverse dunks and – you know, I'm sitting there with Kalen and Pop, and I go, whoa, you know, I mean, wow. And just to be able to go out there, you can get on the treadmill and the elliptical and all these different machines. You can go through an individual workout, but there's nothing like playing in the pace of an NBA game. And I just thought it was tremendous what he was able to do. And you know, the second half, guys, in the third quarter, you could see him get a rhythm, whereas in the first half, you didn't. I'm looking for him to play, you know, maybe he played 31, maybe he plays a little bit more. I think we can look for our big four in the playoffs to be playing 33 to 36, 7 minutes. And in some cases, maybe a little bit more. But for him, and I think Steve said this great, focus on defense, because defense wins. It travels in the NBA in the playoffs. If you defend well and you really get into your rebounding, which he did, and his shot blocking, then that's going to really really have a profound effect, because I say it every time we get a chance to chat, fellas, the defense on this team is underrated. And it's the reason why they get out in the open floor and they're the best, most exciting offensive team in the league. And I think he's underrated on the defensive end. I just think he's special back there. And we're going to see a shot come. I'm not at all concerned about that. Confidence taking it off the rack, to the rack, off the bounce, I think is big. And, you know, what are we going to see here the next couple games? You know, they may sit a guy. They may lower – they're going to significantly lower guys' minutes. But what a great position for the Warriors to be in. Maybe they're going to win 16 in a row like Pops keeps saying. If not, that's okay. But to get him back, and I see so many guys playing well. These bench guys, they were under the gun in the middle of the year. People, oh, they're not productive. These guys are really playing terrific basketball. So I'm just excited for next weekend.
Gary St. Jean with Joe Lowe and Dibs on 95.7 The Game. You're talking about great positioning for the Warriors. That it is. What about the Cleveland Cavaliers, on the other hand? LeBron played 47 minutes against Atlanta, and if they want to win this thing, they've got another road game tonight in Miami. This is generally a spot where LeBron would rest. So if he plays tonight, isn't that pretty much a big signal coming out from Cleveland saying how much they really want that one seed? Because I was always led to believe it didn't matter. They could win no matter where they were seeded.
I got a text from an old friend, Elliot, yesterday, and he said, "What the heck's going on? They played him that many minutes, and Kyrie 40 something, and things aren't right there. I don't have a pulse on it. I don't know if it's just the defense or what the heck's going on, but they look like they're moving in mud. I don't know if they've lost their mojo, their rhythm, or what the heck it is, but." They got to get it back quick. And, Miami's battling for that eighth spot. That's big with the Bulls. So they're going to give you their very, very best effort. And like you said, after a back-to-back, Joe, it's tough. So, in Boston, God, Boston would love to get the number one spot, but Cleveland does have the tiebreaker from what I understand. So, you know what? We've got great races. You know, here's Utah with the Clippers. Let's see what's going to happen here. How are they going to play tonight? Who are they going to sit out? And I think the Clippers have the tiebreaker there. Pretty much everything else is pretty well set, and there's going to be some just great battles.
The Saintly One, Gary St. Jean with Joe Lowe and Dibs on 95.7 The Game. Saint, tremendous stuff as always. Thank you for your time. And the next time we'll be talking to you, it's going to be playoff season.
Ooh.
I can't believe it.
Ooh, I love it. I love it. And if you guys are nice, I got a word out here in Danville, the Easter Bunny might visit all three of you guys next Sunday.
Oh, Saintly One. Yes.
It's great
you
to hear, Saint.
Be nice, though.
We will be.
Wow. All right, fellas. Happy Monday. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.